welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, an executive editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group, and today we're going to tackle a subject that's become one of increasing importance for IT managers who are charged with handling e-discovery. Historically, SharePoint hasn't been as well integrated with other systems as it could be, and this has posed serious problems for IT managers concerned about e-discovery and accessing information in Microsoft Exchange. But SharePoint 2013 has made major strides in terms of integration and thus e-discovery capabilities. We're here with Microsoft MVP Brian Posey to talk a bit about some of the latest advancements in SharePoint that have eased the pain of accessing, searching, and archiving and other e-discovery functions in SharePoint 2013 and how that integrates well with Exchange Server. So welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
And Brian, my first question for you is, how does SharePoint 2013 differ from some of the previous iterations of SharePoint in terms of e-discovery?
Well, SharePoint 2013 has a special module called the e-discovery center. The e-discovery center is really just a special type of site collection, but the big news there is that it's been designed so that you can perform e-discovery not just within SharePoint, but also within Exchange Server and Microsoft Link as well.
And that's really a big benefit for IT managers who are trying to access documents or other information from Exchange, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the initial requirements for using SharePoint to perform cross-product e-discovery.
Okay, well, the first thing that you have to understand is, at least as it stands right now, the only products that are supported for cross-product e-discovery are Exchange 2013 and SharePoint 2013 and Link 2013. So you're not going to be able to work with third-party products or earlier versions of some of the Microsoft products. So, but anyway, as far as initial requirements, the first requirement, if you're going to be doing e-discovery across Exchange and SharePoint, is that both Exchange and SharePoint have to exist within a common domain inside a common forest. Also, SharePoint has to be configured to support SSL encryption. That means that you're going to have a certificate that's both valid and that is trusted by the other servers in your organization. And there's also a component called the Microsoft Exchange Web Services Managed API. And you're going to have to install version 2.0 of that API on every SharePoint server in your organization. Now, this is something that you can get for free from the Microsoft Download Center. But once you install that component on each SharePoint server, you're going to have to either reboot the server or you're going to have to perform an IIS reset on the server.
Okay. And does complying with these requirements allow the SharePoint eDiscovery Center to query Exchange? Is that kind of the end of the story?
No, not really. Those are just the prerequisites to make e-discovery across Exchange possible. There's also a trust relationship that you're going to have to put into place before you can actually begin doing e-discovery. Specifically, you're going to have to configure server-to-server authentication for Exchange to SharePoint, and then you're also going to have to configure server-to-server authentication from SharePoint to Exchange. So you have to do it on both sides. And this is done by running a PowerShell command on on your Exchange server. And then there's a second command you have to run on the SharePoint server. I'm not even going to try to articulate the command in a forum like this because it's pretty long and complex, but it is something that you can easily get off of TechNet.
Okay. And is there anything else involved in the process?
Yeah, there is. Once you get the trust relationships in place, there's still a permissions issue. You have to grant permissions to perform e-discovery. Now, the thing that you have to understand about that is that Exchange Server 2013 has its own e-discovery portal that gets exposed through the Exchange Administrative Center. The reason why this portal exists is because Microsoft wants Exchange administrators to be able to perform e-discovery even if they don't have SharePoint. So the reason why that's important is because SharePoint is designed to take advantage of the same permissions that are used within Exchange to perform e-discovery. So what this means is that if you want to allow your legal team to do e-discovery across Exchange, then you're going to have to go into your Exchange server and assign your legal team the discovery management role. And then only then will they have the necessary permissions that they're going to need on the exchange side.
So then at this point, is Mailbox eDiscovery just a matter of opening the eDiscovery Center and performing a query?
Well, yes and no. You can certainly perform a query at that point, but generally what you're going to have to do as well is tell SharePoint what sources to include in the discovery set. Normally what this means is telling SharePoint what mailboxes you want to run the query on, because if you've got a huge organization with thousands and thousands of mailboxes, it might be overkill and extremely wasteful of time and computing resources to query every single mailbox. You would normally focus the search on specific mailboxes that you're interested in for the particular legal case.
Mm. And is there any way to deal with duplicate data that's in SharePoint and also in Exchange? If two users have been sending messages back and forth and you query both mailboxes, then will you get duplicate results?
Yes, you will. And the question of dealing with duplicate data is actually a really good question, because it can cost thousands of dollars of legal discovery efforts and review efforts for every gigabyte of data that you retrieve. So it certainly is in your best interest to eliminate duplicate data wherever you can. Now, when you perform a query against Exchange, if you have two users, like you said, who have been emailing each other and they've both got copies of the same messages, then yes, you are going to get duplicate data. But when you go to export that data to put it in a format that you can share with the opposing party or whatever, SharePoint actually provides you with a remove duplicate Exchange content checkbox that you can select prior to the export process, and that will get rid of the duplicate data. Now, that only gets rid of duplicate Exchange data. It doesn't get rid of any duplicate SharePoint data.
Okay. And it sounds like these are major strides in terms of eDiscovery functionality in SharePoint 2013. But are there other kinds of functionality that you would consider still missing from this release?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is just extensibility, because SharePoint is really designed to be a web application platform. It's meant to be extensible from the very beginning. People build their own web parts that they add into SharePoint. SharePoint is fully customizable. But yet this one particular aspect hasn't really been customized all that much to support eDiscovery against third-party products or even other Microsoft products. So I think that's a big opportunity, and I would really like to see the ability to perform eDiscovery against other types of products added in the future.
Well, Brian, thanks to you so much for shedding light on this relatively technical topic. And for more on SharePoint and eDiscovery, you can always go to searchcontentmanagement.com. And once again, I'm Lauren Horwitz for searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time.